Welcome to episode 151 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Romance of Three Kingdoms Week by starting the narrative of the Battle of Red Cliffs. Okay, so first of all, the book Romance of Three Kingdoms is a good 120 chapters and 2,300 pages long. Within the covers of the book is an immensely and richly detailed set of characters and stories. It took me 3 days just to introduce 5 of them. But there are dozens more main characters, and even more minor characters. One of the key events of the story is the Battle of Red Cliffs, which covers about a half dozen chapters from start to finish. In order to fit it in the confines of the show, I'm going to set up the story today, and then tomorrow we will discover the resolution. The Great Han Dynasty has fallen. The Three Kingdoms period is in full swing. On the Great Yangtze River, the Three Kingdoms are poised to enter a great battle. Cao Cao, ruler of the Northern Kingdom, is on the north side of the river, while on the southern side rests an allied force comprised of the armies of the two other kingdoms, the Wu and the Shu Han. In order to firm up their strategy, the allies set Zhuge Liang to the task of gathering 100,000 arrows for battle. Zhuge agrees, saying that he can do it in 3 days. Now, this was no easy task, considering that arrows don't really grow on trees. Well, actually, they do. They're made of wood. Interesting side note, a significant number of historians believe that chopsticks first came about because in China, on the populated eastern coast areas, the folks had chopped down too many trees and actually ran out of wood to make elaborate utensils. So they had to have wood shipped down the river, and rather than waste a bunch of wood carving crazy things like forks, the Chinese simply did the economical thing and made sticks to eat with. Anyway, back to the main point, Red Cliffs. Now Zhuge Liang is tasked with the job of getting these arrows. He has 3 days to do it, and to add to the fun, he promises to do it in the allotted time, on pain of death. 1 day goes by. 2 days go by. Night on the third day rolls around, and Zhuge hasn't produced so much as a single arrow. It seems the end is nigh for Zhuge Liang. How will our hero escape this prickly predicament? Thanks for tuning in to episode 151 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow for the exciting conclusion of the Battle of Red Cliffs.